This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In the context of being salt in a decaying world, Christ looked on a city on a hill that could not be hid and said these words about his followers being light in a sin-darkened world. Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. What is the function of light? It shines. It gives direction and comfort. It displaces darkness. And in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, light draws attention to the person of Jesus Christ. So let your light so shine that you are a spotlight pointing to Jesus. A Scottish clan leader and an English nobleman were dining at the Englishman's castle fortress that was guarded by hundreds of armed guards. The banquet hall was decorated with the most expensive decor, and the table was trimmed with the finest silver and the most succulent of meats. Standing nearby was a candelabra of gold. Pointing to that candelabra, the Englishman said, "There are no finer candlesticks anywhere than what you find here." In response, the Scotsman stood to his feet and said with indignation in his voice, "My dear Englishman, when next you come to Scotland, I will show you the finest candlesticks in the entire world." Sometime later, the Englishman visited the Scottish chieftain's residence and sat at the Scotsman's table, which was nothing more than a simple board of wood with no tablecloth, simple bowls of broth soup, and no candelabra, but there were 20 to 30 Scottish Highlanders dressed in kilts and fingering swords and daggers standing around the table with torches in their hands. And pointing toward those Highlanders, the Scotsman said to the Englishman, "Mr. Englishman, these are my candlesticks." Hey, does anyone have a light? As believers each day, we must be salt in a decaying world and light in a sin-darkened world. We must be candlesticks for Christ, attracting others to Jesus.